I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your listening and subscribing to these podcasts. It encourages me and warms my heart. It would be great if you would share these with your friends and family. You know, the ones who need a little encouragement. Well, let me get to the encouraging topic for today. Being encouraged by worry-free words. Being encouraged by worry-free words. Let me give you a brief background and then tell you how I was encouraged. Lately, I've been living with too many worries, frets, and anxieties. I can't seem to shake them. They follow me around and are always there. Oh, they're not personal or relational. They're more social, out there, worldly worries. You see, every time I watch the news, open my emails, or even open up Facebook, I'm overwhelmed with anger, upset, worries, anxieties, hatred, division, and frustrations. I get so worked up that I sometimes lose sleep over them. I mean the inhumanity, the evil, the chaos, the violence, the law-breaking in this world and in our own government is absolutely gut-wrenching. It's sickening to watch and hear about. Oh, I could go on and on. You know what I'm talking about, but I prefer to move on to what gave me hope and what gives me hope. It was Wednesday of this past week, and I guess I was feeling especially low, unusually anxious. Then I opened my daily Bible readings and my daily devotional readings. All I can say is, wow. Wow, pure encouragement. Worry-free words from the Lord. It was like God knew exactly how I felt, and God knew exactly what I needed. Here's what I read. I was in Matthew 6:25, where Jesus is teaching. He said, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" Then Jesus went on and on about not worrying. I felt like he was speaking directly to me, using my first name, and telling me to pay attention. He then ended the lesson by saying, "So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today." I took great comfort in Jesus' words, but even more than his comforting words was the perfect timing for these words. Jesus knew that I needed to hear this teaching today. Then after my Bible reading, I turned to my Bible Gateway devotional. The title for today's devotion was "Out with Anxiety, In with Confidence." The devotional opened with, "When we feel weak need and lack confidence, we are most open to relying on God." The Bible gives us affirmation after affirmation of God's strength in the face of our limited abilities. Then it proceeded to list 5 scriptures to bring comfort and peace and dispel worry. Here they are. "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." That's Philippians 4:13. "For nothing will be impossible with God." Luke 1:37. "And Lord God, it is you who made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you." From Jeremiah 32:17. "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." From Romans 8:37. And finally, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." From 2 Corinthians 12:9. Isn't all that so very encouraging? Not only the perfectly peace-filled, no worries mate words of the Lord, but the perfect timing for me and just maybe for you. My hope and prayer for you is that these words from the Lord are well timed for your life. With that, have a worry-free week as you lean on the Lord with confidence.